Good morning. It's 7:35. Yes, 7:35 a.m. on Sunday, May the 5th, 2019. It's official temperature says 45, but it's really like 55. It's probably 56 somewhere in there. It was a lot chillier when I started. Again, I'm overdressed for it. I got my sweatshirt and windbreaker tied around my waist because I just couldn't deal with it. It's building up too much heat too fast, so I have to remember that for tomorrow. Put my phone back in the pocket. I hope I don't shut it off. That noise was me unplugging the microphone as I was retying my jacket. If you didn't hear a noise, it's because I clipped it out and edit, which is probably what I'm going to do. At any rate, here we are. I'm panting a little bit because I've been sort of pushing this morning, trying to get the pace up a little bit. My tongue has not been fed this morning and it's rebelling. Cat got me up too early. Cat got me up about 2 hours ago. And I just sort of mindlessly flipping from window to window on my computer and realized, oh, look, this is mindless. This is dumb. My back hurts. I need to go stretch out a little bit. And while I tried to take a little nap on the recliner, it just wasn't happening, so I got up and now here I am, I'm out. It's early. Gotta go to the grocery store this morning and stock up on some stuff. Not the least of which is I need to get some yogurt that I can use as a starter for making homemade yogurt. Pretty easy. And on the recommendation of a fan and like 25 other people, I took the plunge and bought a one pot, or an Instapot, I guess. And it should be delivered tomorrow. And what I want it for is to make some of my own yogurt. I like yogurt. I really like yogurt. And I like it when I can, you know, gussy it up with some berries or maybe a little vanilla. I don't know. I need to look up the recipe for vanilla yogurt. If I can do it without adding sugar, that would be good. So I need some... I need some leaf veg. I need to get some squash, some zucchini or some squash or something like that to make calabacitos. And I need to get some recipes for the one pot. Because being able to make one dinner for the two or three of us in a single container, even if it's only we eat a lot of chicken, if it's only that, changing up the recipes a little bit, making oatmeal. The recipes for oatmeal are make too much oatmeal, but the reality is, there's nothing wrong with making a week's worth of oatmeal and then packaging it up and dropping it in the chiller, in the reefer, for the few days that I need it. So I gotta check my still cut oats supply and make sure it hasn't gone rancid. Because it's a whole grain, keeping it beyond a certain time is a bit problematic. So I haven't made it for a while. I have to look and see if it's still good. Yesterday's diet went well. I hit the calorie count, hit the carb count. Even had a little snack. Lunch with sardines on toast, which was quite delicious. I know there are people who are saying, really? Yeah, really. Oh, yeah. I'm a little lightheaded at the moment. It's because it's lack of sleep bobblehead, which is odd because I got enough sleep last night. It's just that I woke up in an odd place in my sleep cycle. Cat woke me up scratching at the door. It's his way of telling me, hey, dude, breakfast. It's time. So I'm going to start trying to go to bed a little bit earlier. See if I can get those 8 hours in before. Before 5:30 in the morning. Oh, it smells good. This guy has pruned back a spruce tree. Left the cuttings, but that's sharp. Classic jag. One of the sedans. It's got the little cat on the hood. So I'm gonna go home, make some peanut butter toast. Get ready to go to the grocery store. Gonna pick up the elder progeny and help her out by buying her a load of groceries. Oh, I can't keep this thing. Can't keep this thing tied this morning. Doesn't seem to want to stay up. Keeps working down around my hips and tangling my legs. Oh, that's an odd smell. It's kind of spicy. It's like almost plastic rubbery. It's probably a dryer smell. Interesting. Get ready, sit with me. My post. Almost cedary. Oh, for heaven's sakes, is that jaguar? I assume it's the same one. That's the, what are the odds of having a jag? A classic jag, same color, same stripe down the side, in the same neighborhood. What is that smell? It smells good, I like it. So I spent some portion of the day yesterday. It wasn't a big portion, but I spent some portion of the day yesterday working through Cape Grease. I know the pieces that are missing. I know where they need to go. And I'm just working through it as much for continuity as anything to make sure that the pieces that are there, A, need to be there, B, you're in the right place and say the right things. So I'm not saying the same thing over and over, which I tend to do because I've forgotten. By the time I get to the later chapters, I have forgotten what I put in the earlier chapters. And so I put it in again, and that's problematic. I need to get this done so I can get it over to Karen, because I'm going to have covers here soon. Oh, for heaven's sakes, the lilacs have started to blossom already. These little blooms here, peeking out into the sunshine. Somebody's a real popular neighbor this morning, I bet. Loud music echoing down that cul-de-sac. Sunday morning, on the road. I've got a sweatshirt under the jacket, and the sweatshirt has come unmoored. Let's see if I can get this fixed. I'm spending a lot of time fiddling with this jacket. It's kind of dumb, but that's actually easier. For what little I have left here, it's about another probably 200 yards. I'm almost at the last corner where I start to turn north alongside the park. And my mind is already way ahead of me. It's like, yes, yes, oatmeal, no, peanut butter toast, yes. I wish I didn't. The store I used to carry a thin sliced whole wheat, which was only 80 calories rather than 90. And while that 10 calories doesn't seem like a lot, it was also a third fewer grams of carbohydrate, which is really the number that I'm paying attention to these days, calories and carbs. And the amount of protein. I was under on protein yesterday. I gotta watch that today. My snack last night was really good. The peanut butter on celery, which I really quite like. I didn't have my fruit yesterday. See, I apologize for this fixation, this seemingly endless fascination with what did I eat yesterday, what can I eat today, how is this going to work? This is, those of you who were with me back in 2016, 2017, when I went through this first time, will recognize this as pretty common that most of my cognitive function goes into dealing with exercise and diet. I did my push-ups this morning, I did them yesterday. My, I don't know what these muscles are, just under my armpit, but they are telling me that they have had exercise. So I did my 10, it was about all I could do this morning. The small of my back was complaining as well, which is probably my arthritis more than anything. Although it may be a function of the work I did turning over the little garden plot yesterday. I plan on giving it another little stir this morning. I'm trying to think of what I might plant there, and I think it's snow peas. Because yeah, I can eat the pods. The peas themselves are carbs, and I have to be careful of them. But the pods are free, they're vegetables. I can eat as many of them as I like. And if I plant some peas, I could spend this season getting the soil together, putting a little nitrogen in the soil with the peas, and then peppers and tomatoes next year. If assuming that the peas work, the beauty of the peas is that it's going to be like $1.29 for an envelope of snow peas, and then planting them and keeping them wet. So we'll see how it works. Last street, I'm almost back. And here I am. Okay, a few more steps. Okay, now, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.